Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Yeah, you guys enter into the building, and it is a mess. There is shit everywhere. But Poopaplane kind of wheels herself over into this little area here and just says,
Come in. Pull up a seat. I have my own.
Is a question to DM.
Mm-hmm.
Is this place pretty how clean is it?
Oh, not at all.
Shampoo's there's kind of sorry, go.
There's like piles of pukes like in the corners.
Shampoo, seeing Poopaplane's state, is going to look at all 12 of his lizards and say, "Okay, guys, you go clean up a little bit. Just what do what you can, okay?"
They scurry off, and the ethereal lizards, your Poopaplane just watches because, "Ooh, loud."
Hello, Wolf. Sir, why are we here again?
Oh, to discuss our plan to kill my son.
Oh.
Yeah, she offered to pay us, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, get us across the dark sea.
I kind of weren't there for it. Pretty. I even kind of spaced out after yeah. Sarah's head went pop, yeah. And I'm glad you're back with us. It.
Oh yeah, I'm just glad that I was walking. I'm pretty sure y'all would have left me there.
Oh no, Ron! Ron
your first time seeing someone's head explode?
Oh cool. Well, no, it's the first time seeing someone's head explode and then turn into a mushroom zombie.
Oh, don't do that? That's what happens when we die?
No, that's what happened to one of our friends. Looks at Merlette.
That only happens
he
to the drow.
He might be next. That's not. Merlette's next.
That's a strong word. Wait, what's happening to Merlette?
Oh, why am I next? Please explain to this to me.
Looks
and he
at
says,
you.
Starts pulling out one of his knives.
Well, look at you and go, well, I mean, you're already short like a mushroom.
Wow. Tequil's gonna look for anything shiny in here.
Make a perception check.
Calling a halfling short, that's just a compliment.
I'm aware. I wasn't insulting you. If any of us deserves to be a mushroom zombie, it's you.
This all feels very passive-aggressive.
I have nothing against you whatsoever.
Merlette, Shepra is going to say to you in halfling,
"Oh, fucks. Am I right?"
Yes. He'll say back in halfling.
Oh! Feel free!
Cut them all down at the knees.
Okay, hold up. Up the brakes.
I agree!
Sound like Fluffle.
I'm talking
in halfling.
In
halfling.
No.
Wait, does Poopaplane just understand halfling?
Yes.
Serious?
Yes. Guys, she's a level 20 archbishop. Come on, guys.
See, we've got... See? My point, exactly. We need to cut them all at the knees and... they get to experience how wonderful it is to be short.
Well, oh. I just have to hear more about this Sea Mother, because I've never heard of it. Archbishop knowing halfling.
So, Poopy Plane.
Yeah.
So the statue outside is the Sea Mother, right?
Yeah.
What was the other statue over there next to the dock?
Oh, that's the statue of the Deep Father.
Is it as heavily guarded as your statue?
That's kind of why I wanted to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's. There's gonna be a ritual today.
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna sacrifice some people they found, from what I can tell.
What people did they find?
Well, you know, I'm not with them.
Hmm.
But
I see.
What we do is we pretend to give up. We go in there and we say, we give up. Here are the sacrifices.
Sounds like a lot of what we were going to do.
Everybody just attack him.
Everyone just wants to sacrifice everybody. What is with this crap?
You know what they say, when in the Underdark.
Poopy Plane?
Yeah.
I believe we could do better.
I'm listening.
What if you were to have a summon of sort?
Like a summon?
A peace negotiation with your son to claim that you've been wrong this entire time. And maybe it's time to give the Deep Father a try. Now, you're just lying.
Yeah.
But that would get you close to him.
Exactly.
With your guard.
That's my plan.
And then we jump out and we attack.
Yeah. That's exactly what I just said.
They already know me. Why don't I be a messenger for you?
Make a persuasion check. Also, Ivan, are you trying to investigate the building?
I am, yes.
Okay, roll an investigation check.
With guidance. Oh.
You know what? Sure.
Shit. It didn't help at all. It's a 9.
I got a 9 too.
Okay. All right. Come up.
Hey.
Tickle approacher.
I rolled a nat 1.
Because one of your weapons. That's wild. That's some shit there. GG.
Okay.
Wonderful. Where would your son be located?
What was that? Those angels?
What?
I don't know, man. It's crazy in here.
Oh, okay. Don't you worry. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. But be back soon. We have to go there pretty soon. I have my guards on the way.
I will make sure everything is taken care of.
Okay, just be careful.
Hey, Deagle.
Tell you where the shiny's at? Let's go.
You wanna come with me? I need a sacrifice.
And then I'm your guy.
Perfect. All right, guys, we'll be back soon.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. All right, Ivan, with a 9, no.
Honestly, Ivan comes back from not finding anything interesting. Honestly, yeah. if they get themselves taken care of, then less us have to deal with later. I don't know if I can bring them back, but I can try. I mean...
Oh, don't worry. I can bring them all back to life.
Oh, shit.
Shit indeed, Shamra. Shit indeed.
That's okay. Now that they're gone.
Huh?
Question to DM. I know everybody just made investigation checks, but did my lizards find anything while cleaning her place up?
I'll tell you what. Give me a d20 roll and add your... Add your wisdom.
Very well. Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a 7. That's worse.
I would say they find all of the dirt and all of the dust everywhere.
Yeah, that's about what I found.
Yeah.
But it looks better, right?
It looks better. It looks almost...
Would you say while exploring with the cleaning things, I would have advantage to find better things?
Sure.
Sweet. I'll guidance that.
Just so you know, by the way, Ryan, that perception check, yeah, I rolled on that one. I don't know if you saw it or not, but yeah.
I did not, but oh boy.
I rolled a 6 again, right. And then a 4. They did help. I got one more point than last time.
One more point. You see one spot that the lizards missed, and you chalk it up to they have little hands.
I do it for them.
Hell yeah.
So just sitting there the entire time, just keeping his mouth shut.
Well, feel free to take it easy. We'll have a little bit before the guards make yourselves at home.
I have to go make sure a small friend of mine doesn't do anything stupider than he's supposed to. I'll be back.
Distant sound of explosives. Have fun. I think that's...
So, the four of you can take a short rest. We will switch over... So, we'll get rid of. So, there are two flaffles. All right, please, so no. Just outside of her house, what would you three like to do?
Amber's going to kind of come up behind them, kind of like conversing, and just go,
"Hey guys, are you going to pull a cool fun prank on everybody or something? Let me come. I want to help."
Let's roll an insight on him.
Okay.
20, not net.
I'm just glad that he wants to be a part of it.
Deception or persuasion check, whichever one you're trying to do, Shamper.
Since it was a joke, I guess persuasion.
Who does sarcasm? Not understand this sarcasm?
Say again.
Oh, I said roll for sarcasm?
Roll for sarcasm. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, not great. You know he's just being a dick.
Oh. Well, I mean, honestly, what is the plan here, Flaffle? I mean... I don't even know if these people have gold anymore. Like, nothing in this town. Like, nothing here looks clean at all. I don't mind if it was at least gold, but it's not.
I have decided. This place is awful. It has nothing to give me. Therefore, the best thing that we can do is get out of here as quick as possible.
Wait, hold on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Flaffle, this is a stinky, gooey, gross, made of spit place, and you do not like it.
I mean, yeah, the aesthetic's kind of nice, and the smell is interesting, but, like, the people are kind of nuts, and I don't see anything of, value to me here.
I need the three of you to make a perception check.
Other places.
Perception check?
Yep, all three of you, perception check.
That's fine.
Come on, bro. Someone, bro. I need to use my real dice. Roll to 8.
Shamper.
9.
Holy
shit. Oh my god.
Not doing well.
All I'll say is you hear some screaming in the distance.
So here's what I'm thinking. I've got this dynamite. we put a stick of it into the statue of the Deep Father. We blow it up. We blame it on the Sea Mother people, and boom, instant war. And while all hell is breaking loose, we slip in, we get our guys, and we take a boat, and we get out of here.
I vote. So you want to start a war that's already been started?
Yes, I want to escalate things to a point of a distraction.
I vote. You know, I don't really know much about this dark sea, dark ocean thing they got going on here, but they do.
Could it be any worse than being here and being eaten or sacrificed by fish people?
Excuse me. But hear me out. They're going to have a ceremony around the statue, right?
Uh-huh.
The boom, while they're in the middle of their ceremony where they're most put together and congregated towards it, you know? And then boom, that solves half the problem. We finish off the rest and we get them to guide us.
Hey. All right, so hey. You're good with your word.
Listen. I'd like to think so, yeah.
I'm going to try something. You guys humor me for a second. You can keep talking, but I'm going to try to get some inside information, if you will.
You do that. All right, so follow me. Yeah, I need you to distract the guard.
Jeffrey's going to throw up on the statue.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is that like a performance check? Because
not... I think there's a constitution saving throw to see if you actually puke or not.
Now you'll roll high.
Nope.
Oh my God. You. Please describe the scene.
It's all coming together.
So Shampra, as he's kind of mulling over, like, there's got to be something to this, you know. There's got to be more to, like, this. Just, like, he's trying to believe in his cold-blooded Kuotoa friends and think, as a respect to his god, to their gods. Shampra's going to do, you know, a little bit of participation. So he kind of, like, looks around, you know, says, hey, guys, check this out. Just flicks his uvula, barfs, and tries to kind of, like, do, like, a sweep of barf and then bow. And then telepathically to the statue, he's going to go,
so, see, Mother, are you real? And if so, what do you think we should do?
Okay. First off, the four Kuotoa that are surrounding you, they're not angry. In fact, they are just kind of watching you do this. And you see them actually start to, if you could believe it, come over and in a language. Do you speak Undercommon?
I do not.
Okay. In a language you don't understand, they start to surround you and pat you on the shoulders.
What's going on? Okay. Hey.
They will then also step up and vomit. Oh, and then immediately turn around and start to give you a hug.
Oh, okay. You guys are sweeties. Oh, wow. You still smell very strong. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
And then they will go back to their post.
Right. No inside information. But what have we learned here? A little respect goes a long way. And they're gone. Those two are gone. What was I thinking? Okay. Hey,
Chipper kind of like whistles with his lips, like, and calls his lizards.
Hey, try to get ahead of them. We got to find them. We got to keep up with them. They're going to get themselves killed.
They nod and begin to scatter around. And at certain points, you swear you hear other Kuotoa going and just screaming, scared out of their mind, and running over to different parts of the map. All right, Flaffle and Teekle, I need you both to make stealth checks. Oh. Number one.
So, real quick, as we made our way up, I would have liked to cast Enhance Ability.
Okay.
I'm choosing Eagle Splendor.
I need you to roll a d20 for me.
My stealth was 15, And okay. A d20. See how this goes. Oh, dang. It was almost 18. 5.
You are safe.
Oh. Oh, thank God. Okay.
All right. So, what you guys see is a few Kuotoa putting together what looks to be a little staging area all across here. And you see three prison cells. One here, one here, one here. All right? You see a large hide cut roughly in the shape of a manta ray and stretched out on cords between two support poles. A dead, splayed-out manta ray is pinned to the center of the hide. Two dead octopus are draped across the top, their tentacles pinned and artfully arrayed, their heads tied together and painted with red and blue pigments. And you can smell decay and you can see that it is stained with blood. So that is what you see here. However, I would say give me another perception check. You can do one each or one with advantage.
Hey, yo, Teagle, what's your perception like?
How wise are you, bro?
You're just a plus four?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Roll with advantage.
All right.
Flaffles a lot of things.
Hey.
Wise is not one.
Hey.
20 on that.
Okay. You're looking around, and inside this cage here, you see a large hulking figure.
Do I recognize this figure at all?
If I could spell it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to get a token up for it.
Yep.
I would like for this to work. You see.
Oh.
Prince Darendel.
That's where you...
Hey. That's where what?
The prince is in that cage over there.
Oh, shit. We gotta get him out.
All right, so hear me out. What if I start a sermon for the Deep Father, right? I get them all, you know, over towards me. Sneak up. You put the bomb... bomb thingy, whatever it is, by the statue. That way, when we get to fighting, all we got to do is hit it with some fire, right? So, you know, maybe that's the plan. We don't blow it up right now. We
DM. What is the statue of the Deep Father made of?
Oh man, a manta ray, two octopi. A piece of leather, and then what looks to be stone.
So it's pretty sturdy.
I mean,
yeah.
In comparison to the Sea Mother.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, get it to work. But continue.
So we plant the bomb there for when we do decide to attack. Because if we're going to plan on saving some of these prisoners, we should probably do it, like, maybe after we blow up the statue that's right by them. Just an idea.
That's the statue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I like that plan.
right, so
DM, have I found them by this point, or am I still searching? Okay.
Yeah, you have.
Alright, so question for DM. I feel like I have asked you about the Sea Mother before. How much knowledge do I know about the Deep Father?
None. Like,
just assume that he's an antithesis to the Sea Mother. You know, same thing, but like different genders, so I guess they're opposed.
Yeah, pretty much. It's you don't know very much about it, as you've never really heard of it before. It's some not something that has been around for a while.
I guess, wish me luck. I'm gonna go do this thing, I guess.
I believe.
Oh, this is gonna go bad. Tequil just sort of flies up. He does a little twirl, spreading his brownie fragrance around to everyone that's helping us set up the stage over here. Come one, come all. All the Kuotoa people who support the Deep Father and everything that he stands for. I don't know why I'm talking like Mike Tyson right now. Hold on, I'm stuck. Give me one second. Give me one second. I got really stuck. Hello, everyone. My name is Tico Mershi, and I'm here to tell you all about the Deep Father today. Is everybody excited? Woo! Sacrifices! I have no idea what I'm doing.
All right, let me get a lot of tokens on the board.
All right. I guess I'll just keep going. Screw it. I gotta live for the win. How are all you Kuto people doing today? You ready to allow the Deep Father to feast on the blood of our enemies?
Who are you?
I am an ambassador sent by the Deep Father himself from the Feywilds.
Make a deception check.
Awesome. Yeah, that's okay. 18.
Okay. 18.
Hulk, as he's doing this, may I sneakily approach?
Yeah, roll stealth check. Okay. Yeah, I would say you can make it over to, where are you trying to go over here?
Fluffle sees him.
Yes.
Yep. I would say you both can move over here. If that is what you choose to do. Okay. Tico, continue.
So, as we all know, Sea Father. Oh my God. As we all know, and are prepared to allow the Sea Father to feast on the flesh of our enemies, we still must come to a consensus, my brothers and sisters, things, of what it is we wish to do with the dastardly fiends of the Sea Mother.
Do know Avli Nugugan?
Who does not know of the... does not know of the mighty Lagoon Deep Father Mugugun.
Make a performance check at this point.
I'm pulling this out my butt. Okay, hold on. Let's go. 20, not that.
Okay. You're... It's a little off-settling because none of them are taking their eyes off of you. But
bro, they don't make any sounds. It's creeping me out.
They don't at all. They're just listening.
Hulk, I would like to telepathically communicate with the Kuotoa straight across from me in a straight line.
Okay. This one right here.
The monitor, yeah. That's where my range ends. And Champer's just going to say,
My sweet child, you must listen to this ferryman.
Listen to him. It is me, your chosen person. And also, run away. Get out of here. But listen to him first. But after he quits talking, run away.
This one walks up.
I have received word from the Deep Father himself to listen to this fellow man.
That is right. And what is your name, sir?
It's Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. You know what? Come here, Hubba Bubba. Come here.
Very well.
I grab a little bit of rope out of my bag and I sort of just wrap it around his neck like a little necklace or whatnot. And I, actually, better yet, no. Use origami. I'm gonna go ahead and make him a boat. I guess that's the closest thing to Deep Father. I present you with this. And I like to, like, try to, you know, wave my hands around all funny, like, to try to make it seem like a real big spectacle as I cast this. One for like, pure all value here.
Okay.
I'm just gonna, and I'm gonna give him this little piece of magical paper shaped like a boat. A present from the Deep Father himself.
Oh, you have blessed me this day, fairy man. I hope the Deep Father wishes you well.
He wishes us all well, for tonight we have the best of all ceremonies.
You will be here for the sacrifice?
I, of course. As a patron of the Deep Father himself, I must be present.
At this point, I'm going to switch back to the ones at Poopa Plane's house. So, the four of you hear some shouting outside, but figure it's not too much of a commotion compared to what you've seen so far. And Poopa Plane continues to speak about the plan. She says,
"There is much to go over, but we can rest for a while. Would you like some stew?"
And walks over here and opens the lid.
Ivan leans over to Rowan and quietly whispers, "Why must they always speak so loud?"
I'm wondering why all of their voices are so high-pitched.
Well, it's probably because they're tiny fish people, but still. Also, I'm
yes!
not... God damn, nope. I have good hearing.
I know many things!
Awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna go and check on our fellows.
Oh, wait, before you go!
Oh, God. Yes?
Oh. Would you like to head to the now?
No, I'm sure they're getting something set up. Wait for me to return. What they do is very complicated and easily messed up. So, just gonna see if they're close to ready and then come back.
Okay, well.
Yup.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yup, anyone wanna join me?
I'll go with you.
Okay, cool.
Well, can I go?
Nope, definitely.
Super clean and be like, Was there any particular fashion in which you wanted us to kill your son, or does he just need to be dead?
You should definitely stay in here with Kazad.
I want to be there when it happens, to bask in the glory of the Sea Mother.
These people are crazy.
All right then. you are more than welcome to follow me, but I should probably go make sure that our little kobold friend isn't accidentally setting fire to your village.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Accidentally? You think it would be accidentally?
I lean over to Ruin and whisper, I'm trying to be diplomatic.
I don't think they care.
Poopaplane rolls over to Merlet.
That's a good point.
What's you doing?
He quickly puts away the shard, and he's like, oh, nothing.
You're a tall drink of water.
Yeah, fun, Merlet.
Ruin's out.
Yep, Ivan's out too. Keep her busy.
Thank you. I better go.
Nope.
Won't come back.
Wheels after you.
Yep.
She's got wheels, man. She can go for days. You have 25 feet of movement. She's on wheels. Better find yourself a side of stairs real quick.
She's got 90, and that's without using her action.
You fucked is what that means.
You can't get away from her, Merlet.
She's going to speed demon right up to you, push, knock you over onto her lap, and take you away.
I'm a gotcha.
Y'all are hilarious.
To be honest, you are the best looking halfling out of the halflings.
Watch it.
Alright. Kazad. Ivan. Merlet. And Ruin. There you go. Yeah, you can hear something going on down there.
How much? How much gold do you guys want to bet that that's our buddies?
I'm not gambling on that because I lose.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that we're about to walk into some kind of a clusterfuck.
I'm gonna go stealth up against the house here.
Okay. Stealth check.
I'm just walking right up as this is happening.
I have disadvantage.
Okay. Nah, I'm stealthing.
I have disadvantage, but I'm going to do...
It's a 14.
Okay.
I'm gonna
just kind of leaning back, guidance. Like, as best I can without accidentally knocking over this hut. Just leaning against it and watching.
Oh, no.
Thank God for guidance. Guidance didn't help me. 8.
Okay. Merlet, you want to roll?
What are we rolling again? Sorry.
Stealth.
Okay. Twenty-four.
Jesus. Okay. All right. So, Merlet, you, because of the success, you all are able to move your way over without being noticed. Tiku, you can now continue.
Oh my god, I still gotta go. Alright. I have come with a message from the Deep Father himself. He requires bounty. Not just bounty of life. Oh yes, don't get me wrong. All of my Uatoa people. He still wishes for the sacrifice of life, but he also
wishes to spill blood.
Not just blood.
Is there... like honey?
Oh, no, no, no. And I pull out a gold coin. Bounty. But you see, there's treasures all across these oceans. And the Deep Father, he can't waste his time gathering all of that up. So, he'll have you do it. Any gold that any of you may have looted or found, bring it to him.
we can accomplish this after the ritual tonight. And at that point, you hear the wheels coming around the corner.
God damn it. Can I grab her?
DM.
Yeah.
I see this happening.
Yeah, I'm you a, do. I'm a grab
I grab
woman.
A shell off of this altar.
Okay.
God damn it.
I'm going to perform magical tinkering on it.
Okay.
And lob it over into the middle where Tickle is.
Okay.
All right, so I got 6 second long recorded message. Okay, hold up.
Kazad, grab her. I missed. I
be warned.
Do it.
Or, I'm sorry.
Be warned.
Hold on. It's him.
Be
he
warned.
Speaks.
The plane comes.
Kazad is just watching this happen. Like, this is a very much for him. This is a I don't believe in anything. I'm just here for the violence moment. Because
and I also, oh, go ahead.
There's no way that this ends well, and he just kind of wants to see it happen before it inevitably just tanks.
Yeah, it's like a train wreck.
Yeah.
That hit a school bus. You want to look away, but you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time, I'm also going to shove a stick of dynamite into the mouth of this shrine and light it and quickly look at Champra and be like, we need to run and run there over this way.
Champra is going to run this way and going to try to psychically or telepathically connect to as many people or Kuotoa as he can, going,
run, my children, run. Wrath is here. Run, my children.
So he's gonna do that. I'm gonna turn to all the Kuotoa that's around me, and I'm just gonna Never mind. I'm good. Okay. I'm just gonna do it.
As Poopa Plane comes around the corner, I guess, because I can't stop her, I'm gonna drop a sacred flame right behind her so it looks like she comes in with the wrath of her god. Like, okay. Trying to time it with the explosion.
Jesus.
What do you need me to do with that?
This is what's going to happen. Poopa Plane's going to roll around the corner. You're going to cast...
Yep.
you're going to cast Sacred Flame.
Question.
Uh-huh.
Actually, but before that happens, before she comes around the corner, because I had stepped away, can I cast Ensnaring Strike and shoot her wheelchair?
Sure. Roll an attack roll.
Flies out the wheelchair straight towards the statue.
This would change.
Oh my fucking god, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Delightful. Delightful.
Wow.
I will say that stops her. And says, why'd you shoot me?
Then I'm going to quickly change my target to the statue itself with Sacred Flame.
Okay.
So it looks like a holy smite upon the statue as it explodes.
So this is what happens. Okay, above table real quick. Pat, how much time do I have?
It's 43 minutes currently, so you have a good amount of time.
17. Okay, perfect. So, here's what happens. The statue itself explodes, almost like this holy light causes it to explode. Flaffle, your dynamite goes off, sending chunks of blood and gore everywhere. Into the ocean, or into the Dark Lake, all over these guys, all over the place. These turn and immediately start chanting. You see, Flaffle, since you are over there, you see two other figures in the cages. You see Eldith. And you see another creature you have never seen before. Or you have never met before. You run over there. Eldith kind of looks at you and says, "Get me out of here. Get me out of here."
Do I know you?
The explosion goes off. The chanting starts. Flaffle, you begin to see blood trickling into the water. And you start to see the same vampiric-esque mana rays start to become active and start jumping out of the water towards the blood.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Flaffle's going to pick the lock.
Okay. Make a lock picking check.
Ivan's going to peek around the corner and drop an entanglement right here.
Okay.
It's a 20 foot area, 20 foot square.
Okay.
Okay, above table, real quick. How do you roll for lock picking? I forget.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Oh, crap. Plus my proficiency bonus, right? Because of,
Tico, you're flying, right? Are you flying right now?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a 22.
Okay, cool. Then you won't be affected by that. Then you won't be affected by the entanglement. So I can drop it on you.
You are able to get Eldith out. So, entangle goes off.
Mm-hmm. They need to make a strength save once they try to move.
All right. Sixteen.
That does beat it, but they are still in, I think, difficult terrain.
The other Kuatoa is rolled up, so they aren't snared. However, they do continue chanting.
Yep.
Flaffle Eldith kind of looks over to you and says, "Where is that going?
Where is what going?"
You look in the water and blood is beginning to seep further and further out.
It's called a tide, Eldith. Jeez. Look, go over to the other side of the docks and Shanghai one of those boats. We're going to need it.
You then hear...
Go ahead.
The fatherly Mugu gun. The traitors are here. Your offerings Yeah. As he says this, the Kuatoa fall over in spikes of blood.
Oh no.
The ones around me?
I'm dropping the concentration on ensnaring strike and letting her wheelchair go.
Eldith, you may want to hurry and go get those boats. I'm gonna try and get the Duergar out. Well, I would know what a Duergar is, right?
I do want to ask, DM. Is that phase rust here still?
Oh, it is.
Then me and Ruin need to roll because we both just cast a spell.
That's right. Ensnaring strike and...
Ensnaring. Yeah, ensnare. Or entangle. Yeah.
Entangle, that's right.
So D20, right?
Yep. Okay.
9.
Y'all are both okay. However, the entire cavern goes pitch black.
Light?
Okay.
And as this cry goes out, you see the blood start to pool here. Flaffle, make another sleight of hand check, please, to get the Duergar out.
Would
if you wish to.
Ivan see Prince Durandal over there?
At this point, I would say yes, you do see.
Yeah, Ivan is going to freaking book it.
Seeing Ivan run, Kazad's going to follow after him.
He starts pulling on the door because I'm not very good at sleight of hand. And he goes, Kazan, use your manly strength and rip it off.
I have a +5 to sleight of hand.
I'm gonna like smash at the lock with Duskbringer.
I have plus. Oh,
that's a 24 to hit.
That hits. The lock melts as the moonlight touches it.
And Darren just says, open.
We need to run immediately.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Turn around, look at Ivan.
Way ahead of you, Your Grace.
Ivan! I mean, not Ivan. Flaffle! Flaffle, are you okay? You good to go? Are we good to go? We got Durando.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Awesome.
Let's go.
Who's this guy?
Was Finn high enough to unlock this cage?
Oh, no.
The lights go out. The orange glow can be seen in the distance. A howl of madness emanates from the waters as two large heads begin to peek out of the water.
Oh, that's new. That's not good. That's what
did a 10 mean? Unlock the cage?
10 does not unlock the cage.
Guiding bolt the cage.
Son of a bitch. Okay. One last attempt. It's a 23.
Oh, okay.
That does it.
Okay.
Yeah, you are able to. You're able to do it. So the Duergar is now free.
Hey there, new friend. You should probably come with us.
Everybody should run.
And Flaffle is going to now haul ass.
Go ahead.
Before this all goes down, as everyone's kind of scrambling, Shampra runs over to Poopoopleen, leans down and goes,
Please, Archbishop, give me the blessing of the Sea Mother. I feel like we're going to need it.
And he kind of bows.
Your blessing is here.
Yep. Grabs the
right
wheelchair.
Here. It's like, you guys, you're going the wrong way. Follow me.
What? Why?
What?
Because we're escaping by boat, right?
Not towards that thing.
Yeah, let it breach land, and then we haul out some boats.
You see a multitude of people of Kuatoa running this way.
Oh, I do not have time to argue. Anyone who wants to live, follow Flaffle.
You're going the wrong way.
I don't know that I trust him.
I mean,
if we're going to die,
the creature walks forward.
As Ivan runs towards
fucking fine.
Are you all brainwashed? What is going on?
At this point, we might as well. Let's go.
Thank you, Poopoopleen.
As crazy as it sounds, he hasn't actually steered us wrong yet.
Poopoopleen.
There are other boats. Do not capsize this one.
I don't know how to drive a boat.
I'm jumping on, like, a boat over here away from, like, the epicenter of this fucking thing.
Okay. Alright, here's what we are going to do. Poopoopleen stops and is going to give you guys a distraction. You see a huge spiral bolt come out of her staff and slam into the Demogorgon.
Point of order real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Where are Jimjar, Ront, and Shushar?
They are on the boats with you. I just don't have the tokens out.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
So
I don't know if Tikal would have went with them.
Ooh. Did you stay?
What?
He remembers the Demogorgon from a vision he had given to him by a magic mushroom. So he's in a bit of awe.
It steps forward.
He
continues to walk forward.
Where's the fairy? Where is our fairy?
Could I...
If I had known he wasn't coming, I would have grabbed him. Like, if I had seen that. Like, I would... Because I stopped to roleplay that.
Okay.
Like, I was thinking about roleplaying that, and I was like, nah, he's coming. So, if I had seen that he wasn't coming, I would have just grabbed him.
Grabbed him? Okay.
He wouldn't have fought back. He was more so in like a fugue state. Like he was just more so like, you know, a little baffled.
Why I rolled the wisdom save to see if Ruin would be frozen by fear.
I'm going to pop a sanctuary on Merlette as we're running.
Okay. You will.
That's a spell. Just in case, because you're the one pulling him.
D20.
He's like 2 inches
14.
Tall.
Crashing through, you're good. Crashing through the docks, the Demogorgon begins to walk towards the shore. You hear Poo Poo Pleen yell,
I'm just going to let you know the mic didn't pick up any of that.
For the sea mother.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, you brave dumb soul. All right, unhitch the boats. We need to haul ass.
For the sea mother.
And you all take off. As you look back, the Demogorgon begins to destroy Slibladoop. I need Ruin to make a wisdom saving throw.
Now I'm all good. 23. I feel like I wanted to fail that one.
Oh no, you wanted to succeed that one.
Okay.
We might be. That just saves.
Oh, fuck.
One of the heads glances over at y'all leaving. And you can
Ruin
swear
staring at this thing.
It's staring directly at you, Ruin.
Fuck off.
And you all begin to float into the Dark Lake.
I'm
as
just
you
keeping
look,
eye contact with it.
As a matter of fact, the one head does not stop looking at you. As everything else is going on, this one head follows you.
That's not concerning.
You swear you see a smile, too. Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.